From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. October is known for many things, but it's also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Advocates say battered women's shelters are full to overflowing, and they say publicity over some pretty high-profile acts committed by sports stars is the reason. Domestic violence has been all over the news lately, given its role in recent coverage of the National Football League. The spark was that video of Baltimore Ravens star Ray Rice knocking out his then-fiancée and now wife in an Atlantic City elevator. Tiffany Carr is the executive director of the Florida Coalition Against Domestic Violence, and she says this national attention has had a big effect on why shelters are full.
With the additional awareness, which is for unfortunate reasons, but a record number of survivors have reached out for help, asking for emergency shelter. Our shelters are over capacity. There's cots, there's cribs in the hallways.
Now, according to this coalition, more than 108,000 domestic violence crimes were reported to state law enforcement last year, but the state's 42 shelters have fewer than 2,000 beds. The Seminole Tribe of Florida is getting into banking, saying it will buy the little tiny Mackinac Savings Bank. They want to expand into financial services. Mackinac has branches in Delray Beach and Boynton Beach. And we are on iTunes. Add us, please. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Binchel. Andy?